and dug, the way they lie around the palace of Ethiopia.
The black survivors.
The emperor's lions are like enormous pet.
The black survivors. How can you be sitting there? When every time I look around, the people suffer in the suffering, in every way, in every way. Hey, na 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 na. The black survivors.
Africans, we same way, it's African music, and we're Africans scattered abroad. So it come as a kind of rebellion.
Okay, I'm ready to go when he is.
You don't need to share a screen because all you're going to do is talk to me. I'm going to mute my...
I can hear you. You're just fine. Yeah. Hey, Karen, how are you doing? Yeah, I can hear everybody. You mean the intro to the Ag Report, right? I don't know anything about it. I just, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know where it would be or, you know, be nice to have it, but I can talk to you just in the way I am right here. It would say Ag Report or something. Intro.
I'm Brendan Donegan, and you're listening to the WGXC Ag Report, a show that deals with the many facets of the agricultural scene in Columbia and Greene counties. Today, I'm pleased to have as guests Brandon and Monica, administrators at the Hudson Farmers Market. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
I've lived in Hudson for 12 years, and the Farmers Market has been kind of an institution in the city. Monica, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the market?
Sure. The Hudson Farmers Market, it's really the two main people were Milt Meisner and Bob Posner. In 1997, Milt had a farmers market with his daughter, saw how successful it was, decided at that point to bring a farmer's market to Hudson, because at that time, the only grocery store in Hudson had closed its doors. So together with a small group of farmers, people that they knew, they decided to just start it. So it's been in operation since 1997. We've grown so much. I think the original group of people was probably around 10.
These are the people.
I can hear you, yeah.
Regular full-time
farmers. No, I'm muted. Can you hear me, Brendan, now?
Yes, I can hear you.
My guest vendors.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find the Ag Report audio file. Do you know when you uploaded it?
I have been.
No, I didn't upload it. I think and Meredith uploaded it.
My business.
I sent it to Meredith, and then I did nothing else.
All right. You know when you did that?
Oh, I would have done it 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Brandon, how is the market run? Who organizes it?
All right, let me see. I'm trying to reach.
Well, we have what we call a works committee that is made up exclusively of full-time vendors. So there's a relatively small group of us that lead the decisions, with Monica and I as the administrators.
All right, now I understand it, because this is an older one. This is a, what is it about?
Cool about it is that every full-time vendor,
which you're talking about,
on all the large,
which
it was supposed to be played for all of them at the beginning. There was a musical introduction, and then there was a general thing that I said about the state of agriculture in these counties.
As Happy Belly,
it was
of numerous other
started in August
in the area.
Started in August, so.
They're all run
what happened to it closer after
to the city or the county and other.
And the one I have in August is Left Bank Cider.
The vendors,
I'm sorry?
I have a Left Bank Cider in August.
Yeah, but the Ag Report jingle and, you know, the music and the introduction would be separate from that, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so I haven't seen that. But I'm asking about that.
The market.
Are you just going
to profit or non-profit?
Yeah, I don't have an audio file to play today. I'm going to be on live.
How local?
Okay. That's what it is. Now I understand.
All right, I'm sorry.
Quite local.
Okay, so he's not playing it.
He's in Columbia County as often as possible adjacent counties. You look around at.
I'm going to come on and talk about the cattle.
As farmers,
I have a whole script here I'm going to go through. Take me about 15 minutes.
Told us this before, but you have about 30 vendors.
Yeah, in terms of full time and half time vendors, we have about 30 to 32. Mm-hmm. And then every week we have about 5 to 7 spots, depending on the full time vendors that show up. We have 5 to 7 spots that are allotted to community vendors and guest vendors. So if we expand that group, we're probably talking around 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know you're just winding down winter market at the Elks Lodge.
30 seconds.
Have you had there over the past few weeks?
Right about.
Yeah, it looked pretty busy when I was there.
Yeah.
Lots of customers, lots of vendors. And there was space in the airport.
The Elks Lodge has been a very.
Feature new vendors in 2023?
Yeah, we did. We brought on a few full-time vendors. Raised.
That interview is still on.
British-style savory pie.
You're still on? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's on still.
Yes.
All right, we're working out.
You're on live, don't worry.
We're working out these glitches. Yes, we are on live. It's the Monday afternoon show. Brendan, we are rocking and rolling with glitches and all. We have a new in-home studio equipment situation going on over here. So welcome to the Monday afternoon show. This is Kieran here with you. I have right now on the line Brendan Donegan, Tom Rose, having some fun still. Working out some audio. And Brendan Donegan, we're going to be talking about your Ag Report. We're talking about some farm stuff, farmers market stuff, seed bank, seed companies. Thank you again for joining me with the Ag Report. This is a segment of.
But
I don't know who that is. Are we talking along with someone right now? This is
we're talking along with an interview that was broadcast maybe 2 months ago.
To hear,
okay.
It's really hard for me to hear what's going on.
Yeah, we're just gonna wait for this to settle down, and I'm sure Tom's gonna take care of it in just a minute here. So, folks, just bear with us.
And that, like, all
I will bear with you, and your listeners will bear with you too.
$30 is nothing per week versus some farmers' markets are charging like $100, which makes it completely unaffordable for like a guest vendor to come in.
Yeah, and if they're coming from a long distance, they're not going to do it. Did you say $400 for a summer season?
For the summer season. So the summer season is from mid-April until the end of April.
As this year comes to a close, we can characterize
still it. Playing.
It's been interesting. I think despite people not wanting...
I need to know what is playing because I don't know what it is.
Kind of a downturn.
Is it in this channel? That's your mic. Is it in this channel? Is it stopped now?
It stopped.
Okay. So it's something on your computer is playing.
One wanted to shop outside.
You were playing that track. I'm not doing it. So you have a window open somewhere else.
Interesting. Okay, go down here to music. So, folks, dealing with the glitches.
The cost that's getting passed down to them and then having to pass it down to their customers. Mm-hmm. It's been tough. And people aren't shopping the way that they used to. So we're kind of in this interesting space where we're figure out how to adjust to that.
Is there another window open here? Is
this one of the other biggest issues
it's not,
is...
it's not here. It's a farmer's market.
Completely unexpected. Yeah, it was very... Yeah, it was... It's been challenging for a lot of our...
See, you need to stop it somehow. It's you're playing it somehow. You know what I'm saying? It's...
Hi, everybody. We're going to get this worked out in just a second.
Why don't you quit everything and start it again?
Talking to Left Bait Cider, which is over at Catstone. They've been on the show. Oh, they have. Okay, they're great.
It is. It's Brendan's interview.
Yeah.
How is that's crazy? It doesn't make any sense.
But they ended up having places.
If we mute him, it doesn't stop it.
So in the same way. Like,
oh, you were on that page. You went to the WGXC page.
So where the hell is it?
I don't know.
But also, like, the microclimate thing is so, it's so fascinating to me. And then, we just last night during our meeting.
This is crazy.
We got the grapes, and they basically lost everything. But we told that Cornell.
So just quit Safari. Just, like, quit everything.
Okay.
Just go on there.
No, you didn't quit it. It's a.
Absolutely. Which has been a great resource for them, and I don't think that it's really as effective.
There was also a lot of rain.
So it didn't stop.
Go to WGXC page again, maybe.
But it has to be playing through something. Like, what is. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
What are some of the challenges besides the ones you just mentioned of running a farm?
There's a lot of logistics. We need to coordinate 30 plus small businesses on a weekly basis. There's a lot of just things that happen in life. Somebody, you know, has
okay, so it's got to be like
here.
Sending this one out to the people, you know what I mean? My people's in the streets of Everdale, the streets of New York City, you know what I'm saying? From the streets of Jamaica to the ghettos of London, word up. People's in the struggle in Paris, Cuba, South Africa, word up. Worldwide, Roots Crew, hey, yeah. Open your minds to this one, feel it, join the web.
This morning, I woke up in a curfew. Oh God, I was a prisoner too.
recognize the faces standing over me. They were all dressed in uniforms of brutality. Hey! How many rivers do we have to cross before we can talk to the boss? Hey! All of we got, it seems we have lost. We must have
we're gonna go for this one more time. Not one more time. Again. And now only one of my ears is working, but that's all right. Brendan.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Monday Afternoon Show. Thanks for standing by, bearing with, and thank you to everyone else listening. We're working out some glitches here, but this is part of the fun of community radio, and the cost-benefit analysis suggests that the benefits far outweigh. So thank you so much, Brendan Donegan, for joining us on the Monday Afternoon Show with the Ag Report. We did hear even more than just your introduction on what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about seed catalogs. And if you are a gardener, you know, this is the season. Midwinter brings a deluge of seed catalogs. And you don't have to buy from them. They just find out who you are and seek you out. But I have a sample of, let's see, I have six catalogs that I thought were really good that I got. And before I go any further, I just want to say that we have no financial link to any of these companies. We're a nonprofit radio station, and we're not in cahoots with any of them. And I'm just, this is just for informational purposes. This is not to, you know, solicit business for these companies.
Good clarification. So we don't have Johnny's there in the back room handing us cigars or whatever.
No.
No. Okay.
And speaking of Johnny's, that's the first catalog I want to talk about. It's called Johnny's Selected Seeds, and it's based in Winslow, Maine. It's serving market farmers and gardeners for 50 years. And that's what it says on the cover, and they're not kidding. Johnny's sells packets of seeds, but also in bulk. In some cases, up to a couple of thousand seeds at the one variety, and sometimes even a pound of seeds. But pages 42 to 70 are devoted to veggies. There are new varieties on every page, including the Magic Bullet Small Tomato, which has green, yellow, pink, and blue stripes. Psychedelic. And the Verona Cherry Tomato, which I tried last year from a friend's garden. It's very tasty. It's a large grape-type tomato. One of the things that I noticed, they have an E-tender Japanese eggplant, which Johnny's claims can be eaten raw. So I suggest you go first, Kieran. The website is called johnnyseeds.com. That's Johnny Seeds, JohnnySeeds.com. Second catalog is it's a puzzle because it says two things. It says so amazing or seeds and such. And it wasn't until I really took a look that I found out what the name of the company is. But it excels in tomato and pepper varieties. There are 8 small print pages of pepper seeds and 14 pages of tomato seeds. There's something for everyone who likes those veggies. This website is called, now we find out the name of the company, seedsandsuch.com. Seeds and then such.com. So I guess that is their official name. the third catalog, and interrupt me, Kieran, if you have any questions as we go along. Third catalog is called Wood Prairie Family Farm, and that's based in Bridgewater, Maine. It specializes in varieties of organic seed potatoes, 22 varieties to be exact. Potatoes are easy to grow. All you do is dig a suitably deep hole, drop a seed potato in, water it, and wait. And new potatoes taste so good. Wood Prairie is based way up in northern Maine by Canada, so you can bet the varieties they offer are hardy. The website is woodprairie, that's one word, .organic. Number four is Sista Seeds. It's actually S-I-S-T-A-H Seeds Company. Their mission is to reintroduce culturally important varieties from the African diaspora. So they offer heirloom varieties of vegetables that have been raised by African-American farmers for many generations. There's also some seeds from Africa. It's run by Amira Mitchell, the company's 2024 catalog offers plenty of types of okra, soup peas, kale, collards, tomatoes, and peppers. I like the look of Aunt Lou's tomato and the old pepper pot peppers. I'd say that these varieties of vegetables can withstand high heat, and I'll bet they taste great, because otherwise, why would farmers have saved these seeds for hundreds of years? The website is sistahseeds, one word, .com. Number five is Seeds from Italy. Actually, it's based in Lawrence, Kansas, though the seeds are shipped from Italy. Italy has 20 regions, and each has its own vegetable specialties, such as Violetta di Romagna eggplant from Italy's east coast, Lattuga Toscano basil from Tuscany, and Cima di Rapa from Puglia in the far south of Italy. You can find these and many more in the catalog as well. Wait for it. Something called Miscuglio per cane, grasses and greens for dogs. So if Italian dogs like Miscuglio, then American dogs will probably go for it too. The website is called Grow Italian, that's one word, .com.
I got to say, Brendan, for an Irishman, your Italian is absolutely wonderful.
I have a neighbor from Italy, and he corrects me.
There you go.
Number six, the last one is the Whole Seed Catalog, and this is the whole shebang, I'm telling you. It costs $14.95 if you want to buy the thing, which I did. And it's large format, profusely illustrated in color, and weighs about 2 pounds. You can order online to skip the cost, but you'll miss the great pictures. They offer nearly every veggie and flower you can imagine, but they specialize in Japanese and Chinese vegetables, as well as some African, Indian, and Central Asian variety. Be on the lookout for snake beans, baby bok choy, and melon seeds from France. The website is rareseeds.com. That's capital R-A-R-E-S-E-E-D-S.com. And that's my summary of what I got. I also threw out a lot of catalogs that were no good, but these are catalogs that I think are worth sharing with the larger world. The only other thing I want to say is that I want to give a shout out to the Hudson Farmers Market, which after a few weeks' hibernation is back every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Elks Hall on Harry Howard Avenue near the Fireman's Home in Hudson. So they're back, and I will see you, Kieran, next month on March 18th for the next installation of the Ag Report.
Absolutely wonderful. This was amazing, Brendan. I had no idea about most of these companies that you reviewed here, and how did you select these companies?
Well, I had about 5 pounds of catalogs. I weighed them on a scale, and I just picked out the ones that seemed the most interesting, and they weren't big. Most of them were not big companies. I think the largest of the whole group is Johnny's Selected Seeds. The others were small catalogs from small companies, and they had varieties. Almost all of them have varieties that I've never heard of. I mean, and sometimes they had vegetables that I had never heard of, like Cima di Rapa from Italy. So this is the winnowed down version of maybe about 25 catalogs that I got over the past 6 weeks.
It's so great over the past 25, 30 years to see the proliferation of seed companies. Back then, there really weren't many or any at all other than, say, Johnny's. Johnny's was kind of the go-to for most organic farmers and gardeners in our area. There's one company, a local one, if you don't mind me giving a plug out to Turtle Tree Seeds over in Copake. They work with the Camp Hill Village community over there, and they have been putting out biodynamic seeds since I was farming in Columbia County back in the 90s. And they're a great little company. Like you said, small little, you know, sort of craft companies, if you will.
Yeah, those are the kind of companies I think that are on the cusp, and they are delivering new varieties, or really, in the case of Sister Seeds, it's not new varieties. These are very old varieties, and they've nearly become extinct and now have been nourished back to health, and, you know, there's enough supply to go around and have a company offer them to people. I just want to say, when I think of seeds, Kieran, I think of you talking about... what was it? Silver Queen corn. You remember that?
I do. And because you had brought up the name Milt Meisner when we were talking about the Hudson Farmers Market.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Park Seed Company, which is a bigger company than any of the six that I mentioned, Park Seed sent me a catalog. And all the other big catalogs didn't have Silver Queen, but Park Seed still sells Silver Queen seeds. And the secret to Silver Queen is that it doesn't convert the sugar in the corn right away, so you can keep it in the refrigerator for about a week. That's one of the reasons it was so popular back in the day.
No kidding. That is pretty cool because corn typically loses the majority of its sugar within, I mean, I've heard some estimates, some research suggests that it loses a bunch within like 5 minutes of picking. And then, you know, it just goes down from there. So, you know, fresh corn and then to have a corn that retains the sugar like Silver Queen. But Milt Meisner, he was all about the Silver Queen. He would bring some to us from his farm and he'd say, you boys, try this out for lunch now. And he was great. Good old Milt. Yep.
But you could eat that for lunch. I mean, it was so sweet. You know, it was tender and sweet corn. It still has a following. You know, people still want to grow it, which, you know, seed companies are like any other business. They go through fads and phases, and, you know, a lot of companies, the bigger ones, don't offer Silver Queen anymore.
Hmm.
And, you know, they're trying to get varieties in there that people are either want to try new ones or they're coming out with new mutant varieties, you know, like corn that has so much sugar in it, it's like a dessert, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I love sweet corn. I mean, I remember being a little kid and we'd go out there sometimes and pick ears off and just eat them raw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never tried the eggplant though, Brendan. I don't know about that.
You can try that first.
Okay.
And tell me how it is.
Yeah, all right.
That seems to be a trend in the catalogs that I looked at. They all are expanding eggplant. I don't know why. I'm not a fan, but other people love it, and this is the first time I ever heard of a raw, edible eggplant.
Okay.
Sister Seeds also has an eggplant from Africa called Gaboma, and it's from Liberia, and you don't eat the fruit. If you want to, you can. It's okay. I get the impression it's just okay, but it's the leaves that people grow it for, and it's very, very nutritious and supposedly very tasty, but that's available at Sister Seeds, but I've never had the urge to eat an eggplant or the leaves. You know, I've never heard of that. I don't think the American types or the Italian types, you can eat the leaves. I don't think that's, you know.
I mean, this is a whole world that we could dive into, and we should, moving forward, talk more about this in the future, because it's really the fundamental sort of basis of a huge part of our existence, of our diets. You know, it starts with the seed, right? I mean, we have to grow stuff.
No farms, no food.
That's right. And then there's a lot of politics involved, too, and controversies and corporate takeover of seed and GMO seeds, seed banks, all sorts of topics we could delve into around seed saving.
Oh, sure. We could. There have been efforts to have a seed savers group on Facebook in Columbia County, but I'll have to check it out. I don't think it's active anymore. But all over the U.S. and Europe, you have seed savers organizations. And you give some, they'll send you some of different varieties, you know, that you request and see if they have them. So that works out great for everybody.
Sounds great. Well, Brendan, this has been really great to hear about all this. And, you know, the diversity, especially, that's what jumped out at me, is the diversity of the different types of companies that you reviewed there.
Yeah. So I'll see you next month on March 18th. That will be the third. Am I right? Let me look at my calendar. The third Monday of each month is the Ag Report. So I'll be back with something else on that date, the 18th.
Sounds great, Brendan. What are you doing the day before?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of boisterous St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Shame on me for assuming maybe you were.
No, it's just in Ireland, I haven't lived there for a long time, but in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day is a holy day. It is not a day for carousing or anything.
Yeah, it's a quiet, religious, observant day, and even the pubs are closed officially, but of course you can still squirrel away as long as the door is locked. But
what was I going to say to you? I was in the city about 2 or 3 years ago and happened to go down. I didn't realize it was St. Patrick's Day, really, and I went down to the city, and I was in Midtown Manhattan, and it was about 9:30 at night, and there were people lying on the sidewalks, inebriated, you know, just passed out, and people trying to rouse other people from the sidewalk to get them to move. And I wasn't, you know, I don't know if I'm getting older or what, but I wasn't too amused by it. You know, I thought, this is a shame.
Yeah, it gets a little out of hand, a little out of control.
But nothing wrong with one or two. And if remember that if there were no farms, there'd be no beer either.
That's right. No farms, no beer. Right. So, Brendan, again, we really appreciate this. And look forward to next month, the third Monday, for another Ag Report.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care.
Good evening.
You
too.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye. Brendan Donegan, folks, with the Ag Report. Good stuff right there, reviewing seed companies. I hope folks were taking note and making plans for their gardens and whatnot this spring, which is right around the corner, by the way. It is another Monday holiday. Which one is it? President's Day. Woohoo! All right. Yay. Yep. This is where we honor the U.S. presidents, even the slaveholding ones, apparently. And here's one of my favorite old time, not so old time, but he's no longer with us, Blaze Foley out of Austin, Texas, with a great presidential song called Oval Room to kick off some music here on the Monday Afternoon Show.
Chair. He's a president, but I don't care. He's a businessman. He got business ties. He got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane. Take him everywhere.
Okay, let's go back again. Really sorry, folks. I'm working out some glitches here, apparently. Look at that. And, yeah, so we're going to go back to Blaze Foley on this President's Day with Oval Room in his rocking chair. He's the president.
Totalmente. Llámame con un plan ilimitado.
Okay, so this is...
25 al mes. Llámame.
Busca una tienda o cambia.
Okay, yep. We got to go right here.
Chair. He's a president, but I don't care. He's a businessman. He got business ties. He got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane. Take him everywhere. Got a limo.
Coming. who you gonna vote for? Yeah. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. 'Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream, wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid, you and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president. But the radio won't play this, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth, the truth. It's not all that bling that's diamond. Yeah. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia.
Take it off.
Tell
now.
Them the truth, the truth. Yeah. Your soul is worth more than diamonds. Yeah.
If I was president, all blacks, I had reparation, no segregation. Feed the nation so there's no famine. Muslims use Christians with our whole hands. Every week on the beach, party by the sand. Word up, take trips on Air Force One. Don't need to bring the homeless with no sneaks, the Air Force Ones. Better schools in the hood, better teachers for the classes. Making money, paying no tax. Find the best scientists, tell them come up with an answer. I want the cure for AIDS and cancer. But I gotta watch my back. Snipers on the hill with the steel, waiting to JF kills.
I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming. Let me play my guitar for them right now.
Let's go.
Listening to the wind of change.
Thank all my subscribers that watch, like, comment, and share my videos. If you want to support me, you can become one of my patrons on Patreon or use PayPal option. All the links I'm going to leave down.
That is Aliona Yarushina coming out of Russia right there. Yes, indeed. Coming out of Russia. Hopefully my mic's coming in here. Looks like it is. That is the song, a cover song by the Scorpions, Winds of Change. That song is about the Cold War. Scorpions were one of the only big bands to come out of Germany in the 1980s in the big hair kind of metal genre. And I just thought I'd play that one. We're going to go to Western Sahara over in Africa, one of the last remaining colonies in Africa, in Morocco. The Western Saharan people living under kind of Moroccan occupation. But this is Aziza Brahim with a song called Yulud. And I tried to play it last week, but I believe it didn't go through, so here you are. Aziza Brahim with Hulud. Western Saharan music coming your way on the Monday afternoon show on this President's Day. And oh, by the way, I played the Scorpion song Wind of Change, covered by Aliona Yaroshina from Russia, because it's the birthday of one of the guys from the Scorpions. Francis Buchholz was born in 1954 on this day. Happy birthday, Francis. We're going to get pretty hardcore here for a minute with some words from Immortal Technique, one of my favorite rappers. And this is called The Fourth Branch. President's Day related, I would say. So, hope you enjoy.
New age is upon us, yet the past refuses to rest in its shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God, 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 God. It has begun, the beginning of the end. Yeah. Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with. The guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still want to take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants to settle a bandana. Full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in, and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in the marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondents don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams, media censorship blocking out the video screens, a continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving, the average citizen made to be blind to the reason, a desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom, cause you left the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone they'll sing a song about Immortal Technique, who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch nigga scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view in the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill yo, while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah.
The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military.